For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. You've heard a lot lately about new improvements in wash day products. But the important news today is new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard all about no-rinse suds. But common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you've found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For Oxidol saves your rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable color, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, Ma's beloved daughter, Faye, has gone off to New York City to visit her attractive young suitor, Spencer Grayson. And we're hoping this visit will result in happiness for Faye. Maybe even an engagement ring. I know all of us want to see Faye find the right husband at last. Well, today we're concerned with a certain friend of Spencer Grayson. You remember Tom Wells? Well, this is the night Ma has asked Tom for supper, along with her old friend, Shuffle. Right now, it's about 6 o'clock, and Ma's in the kitchen. Shuffle, who arrived a few minutes ago, is in the parlor, and, well, listen.
Anything I can do for you in there, Ma?
No, thank you, Shuffle. I'll be through in just a few minutes.
Ma?
Yes, Shuffle?
I'm lonesome sitting here in the parlor.
Oh.
I can't help. At least I can sit down here with you and be in the way.
All right, Chef of the Year. Here, you can peel these potatoes. Perhaps I cut the beans.
Fine. Let me add them. I ain't company like Tom Wells, you know. What time are you expecting him, Mo?
In about a half hour, I reckon. If you forgot about the invitation.
Nobody has to be invited by Ma Perkins twice. Look at me. Wasn't even asked once, and here I am.
Oh, you know, I always want you here, Shepherd. It's a standing invitation. No standing on ceremony.
Well, now, make up your mind, Ma. Standing or no standing?
Well, Ann Shepherd, it's a real joy to have company now. The house is so empty. I can't hardly believe that Faye and Paulette have only been gone one day.
Oh, I ain't as pretty and sweet as Faye or as cute as Paulette, but watch me peel. Right now, all right to use this here bowl for a moment?
Oh, yes, that'll do fine.
Uh-huh. I'll have these done in no time now. That pie smells good, Ma. Fixing up a real treat for Tom Wells, ain't you?
No, I only hope he likes lemon meringue.
Lemon meringue pie. I never met a fella who didn't. Worse luck, there won't be any left over. Maybe we can fill him up with potatoes. I'll make sure there's plenty of them.
Oh, there'll be pie to spare. With Faye in here and Paulette over to Davis. I'll save one piece for Joseph when he gets home later.
Tarnation, Ma. Can't you just picture Faye right this minute? Sitting there like a real duchess in one of them fancy dining cars on the streamliner, with the waiters starched out in their white coats and the ice water rocking back and forth in front of her like it always does on them fast trains.
I wonder. Only it ain't 6 o'clock. She wouldn't be having supper yet,
Chester. Oh, now, don't forget, time's different as you go east. Where Faye is by now, it's later.
Oh, land. That's right.
So, maybe supper's over and she's back in her own seat, maybe. Watching the scenery go by and looking 10 times prettier than any scenery.
I thought it is earlier as you go to New York.
No. Figures just opposite to clockwise, Ma.
Hmm?
You go around backwards and it gets later. Why, in China, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow in China?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my, he didn't accept too much for me.
Well, come to think of it, Ma, what right have folks got to dicker around the time? Like we could tell it what to do. We give orders that it's 4 o'clock in California, 7 o'clock in Chicago, and it's tomorrow somewhere else. I wonder what the Lord thinks of such finagling, because it's his time that we're pushing around.
Mm. I reckon in the Lord's eyes, Chef, it's all but a minute. Our whole life.
Yeah.
But I try not to fret for yesterday's mistake. Or worry over tomorrow's problem. If we could think of our lives as being right now, Shuffle, right now.
Instead of breaking up the hours into past and future.
Yes, if we string all the hours together. Then the sorrows dwindle away. They ain't important. And the joys linger with us. The folks that we loved are still part of our lives. Land, the Goshen, Shuffle, Shuffle, what are you doing with them potatoes?
Potatoes? Oh, these. Why, I'm peeling them all.
Well, looks like we have to cook the peelings. You got most of the potatoes sticking to them.
Why, carnation, Ma, I'm just doing a clean job. Getting them round and smooth and clean as a billiard ball, ain't I?
All right, Shuffle, dear. But maybe I better finish up.
Doggone. I've been fired.
Hello. I saw the lights in the kitchen. I came around back.
Oh, why, Tom, well, come in. Come in.
Hello.
We left the front door on the latch for you.
Well, there's something about a kitchen door that always seems to say welcome.
Oh, that's true. Take Tom's coat, Sheffer. You met my dear friend Sheffer Schober, ain't you, Tom?
Oh, yeah. We met over at the diner. You want to stick that muffler in your pocket, Tom?
Yeah, thanks.
It's real nippy out tonight, but the air is so nice and clear.
Say, wait, Ma Perkins figures. The weather, like the customer's always right. Pardon the Ma, snow's pretty. Rain's needful, heat's pleasant, and cold's refreshing.
Shuffle, maybe you take Tom in the parlor, and I'll join you both in just a few minutes.
Oh, I hate to leave these last two potatoes, Ma. I'm almost through feeding.
Oh, now stay where you are, please. Can't I sit right here for a minute? Matter of fact, the heat from that stove feels good.
Oh, well, of course, Tom. Sit down. You can put that package over there with your coat.
Oh, well, this is for you, Mrs. Perkins.
I mean, for me?
Yes.
Why, it's a box of candy. Oh, thank you, Tom. That's awfully nice. But you mustn't see it.
Carnation, Ma, I never did see anyone with so many bows. All time bringing you candy and such. Getting too popular for me.
Now, Shuffle.
If it wasn't for that lemon meringue pie, I'd leave right now.
Now, Shuffle, Tom will take you serious.
Oh, nobody takes me serious. You didn't even think I could peel potatoes, did you, Ma? But look at these. You won't find a scrap of skin on them. I ain't sure you'll find a scrap of potatoes, neither.
No. You can take the pie out, Devin, for me, Shepard. Only careful now not to shake the meringue.
Here, Tom, you've got a good steady hand. You grab them pot holders.
All right.
Sweet Jerusalem, now. Ain't this a picture?
All right. Over on this table here?
That'd be fine. Thank you, Tom.
I see what Shuffle meant when he told me Mrs. Henderson was a wonderful cook.
Say? Oh, yes, she is.
Only this happens to be one of Ma Perkins's pies, which nobody can't beat.
Mrs. Henderson is out tonight?
Yes, sir. She certainly is out.
She is? Well, I see.
Out of town, in fact. Say, Perkins Henderson's gone on a trip to New York City.
Why, we never mentioned that to Tom. It happened so fast. I'm sorry that you missed Say, Tom.
Well, yes, so am I.
Well, Carnation, I figured everyone in town had heard that Faye was going east. We practically had the brass band down the train.
No, I didn't hear. Will she be gone long?
Just a couple of weeks. Unless Mr. Spencer Grayson figures some way to keep her there.
Spencer? Oh, yeah. Yes, of course, Spencer.
It's kind of a return visit. And then he wanted her to meet some of his friends.
I see.
Faye used to work in New York some time back, so she has friends of her own there, too.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, she stayed with her very best friend, the Fentons. Venus used to be a model. Faye and her worked together before Venus got married to Mr. Fenton.
You mean Faye... Mrs. Henderson was a model?
Faye did foot posing. Pictures of shoes, you know, and gloves, too, sometimes.
She's got the prettiest little hands and feet you ever did see.
I can remember, even as a tiny baby, she... Oh, land. Tommy, he's interested in Faye wears what size shoes.
Oh, on the contrary, I'm very much interested. I've only met Mrs. Henderson once or twice. I had no idea she... Well, that she'd done anything as sophisticated as modeling.
There ain't nothing our Faye can't do.
Shuffle, dear, you really can't.
Well, Tom, might as well get used to how it is with this family. We think the world and everything of Faye Perkins Henderson. She's as lovely, fine a girl as ever drew breath. Which is why we're all of us so glad that she met up with a fella as deserving of her affections. Decent, upstanding young man like this Mr. Grayson.
Like Grayson? Oh, brother.
I beg your pardon?
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing. No, nothing at all. Listen, Shuffle, what happened with that bicycle you talked about selling me?
Oh, yeah. Glad you mentioned it. I found the bicycle out in the shed, all right. If there's time before supper, we could go out and take a look at it. What do you say, Ma?
Yes, by all means, go ahead. Don't go outdoors without your coat tied.
Grab your coat, Tom. I'll pick up mine by the front door.
Yeah, come on, Shuffle. I want to see that bicycle.
Today, women all over the country are calling new deep-cleaning Oxydol the greatest discovery in wash-day history. For this amazing new Oxydol not only saves rinsing work, it also washes clothes deep clean. With just one rinse, new deep-cleaning Oxydol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep-cleaning Oxydol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. New Oxydol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and floats it away. And that's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean. Because they are clean. Oxydol Deep Clean. And new Oxydol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxydol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Get new Oxydol in the giant economy size that can do your family's laundry for a whole month. So Tom Wells is making friends with the Perkins family. And it strikes me he was definitely disappointed to learn Faye had left town to see Spencer Grayson. Is that because Tom likes Faye? Or because he doesn't like Spencer? Well, we find out a lot more about Tom Wells tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxydol. With just one rinse, Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.